Hello. Hello, 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 hello. My left eye looks like hell. It really does. And I'm still really fucking beat from the surgery I had yesterday. 15 minutes, though it may be. Today's a Friday. Today is usually an encore day. And I think we're going to keep it an encore day for a couple of reasons. Most importantly, the one that let's just keep it a fucking encore day, okay? Let's just do that. We ought to have some good encore for you today. Is today, today's the 17th, Friday. I'm doing this on the 16th. The 17th is St. Patty's Day. Ordinarily, I'd be drinking, well, maybe I will. I think I can drink. They said you can drink the day after, which is today. I haven't had a drink in forever. But I've been really fucking tired. I couldn't sleep a fucking wink last night, man. I don't know what, you know. They got me on this painkiller. And I stopped taking that, and I just went to the Tylenol. They gave me the painkiller right after I came out of surgery. And I took Tylenol, and the pain's not that bad. It's just the, sort of there's a disruption of my sleep cycle that happened somewhere along the line. Maybe it's the damn coffee I'm drinking. It's got nothing to do with the damn surgery. But looking in my eye, maybe I'll post this on Instagram. Maybe I won't. You guys will see it soon enough. Maybe I'll do another chat tonight. Maybe we'll do a Facebook chat tonight. I don't know. I just don't fucking know. I just don't damn know, you know. But one thing about any trauma to the eye, it can feel as if you've got pebbles in your eye, and it can also be a tickle, itchy. It's like there's an itch there. You can't touch it either. You can't because, you know, you're touching an eye that's, you know, healing. And that's been the alternating sensation. I have this every now and again. When I put ice on it, it goes away. And they also gave me an antibiotic cream to put in my eye once a day, which I do. But what I think I need more than anything else is just to sack out for 8 good hours. Let's see here, man. March 2022 and St. Patty's Day. Creation of the Humanoids. I had no idea the creation of the humanoids was not copyright protected. That really blew me away. So we already did the Tom Dovka show. Let me see here. March 21st. I'm heading down the Atlanta highway, looking for the love shack. Fill in the panel, our guests at Ted's of Beverly Hills Kitchen. I don't remember this one. I don't know, man. I'm not even sure. I'm sick of Ted. I'm not sick of Ted, but I'm... No, I don't want to do that. I want to do this one. Tedibles. Bud's commentary on the slap. Jay Santos supports Will Smith. This ought to be good.
Well, I burn so easily.
And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. This is Bud Dickman, and there has been not a big, has been no big thing that's happened. But well, that's two days in a row with Bud, though, isn't it? But I do a retrospective. Hi, I'm Bud Dickman, and it's 1 year since they had a slap. That's right, 1 year ago, Will Smith slapped Chris Rock right across the face. God, I'd like to do that. Margaret celebrates her own Will Smith moment. What's this mean?
I'm Margaret Gray, and welcome to today, Tuesday, the 29th of March, 2022, the year of our Lord. Wow. I have been wrestling with myself here over the last several hours since news first broke of the Chris Rock, Will Smith altercation, let's call it, although it seems to be very one-sided. It seems as if it was promulgated, okay?
Shit. Yeah, let's do this. Why not? Sounds like Margaret's typical shit. And I think we'll lead in and say, this is an encore from last year. You'll hear Margaret talking about the Will Smith slap. And, you know, like that. I don't know what we're going to do with this goddamn movie tomorrow night. Is anybody's guess, man. It's 2301 was the episode last year. We're up to 26-something. Yeah, that makes sense. 365. All right, man. Well... Okay, Lunger, let's do it. What movie is it from? You got a tombstone. It's Johnny Ringo talking to Doc Holliday. Okay, Lunger, meaning he had tuberculosis. All right, let me go ahead and also Don Mixa. Oh, this looks pretty cool. Let me move this over to The Love Shack is a little old place that... What the fuck is this? Can't see half this shit, man. Market volatility. Blow it out your ass. Blow it out your ass. Might as well do the classic. It'd be 2021. March of 2021. I mean, March of 2001. Excuse me. The Love Shack is a little old place where we can get together. Yeah. Love Shack, baby. Fucking bullshit, but okay. 2001, March 2001. Love Shack, that's where it is at. If you are guessing that I've been listening to B-52s, you're right. I discovered the B-52s very early on. I got a hold of their album. I don't know how, but I got a hold of their very first album, the one with Planet Claire, and I fell in love with this fucking album. And as soon as they came to L.A., I don't know if it was the first time, but me and my buddy Don went to see them at the Roxy. It was like in 79, spring of 79. And we fucking loved it. We had a ball, man. Place was going nuts. People were dancing on the tabletops. We had really good table, you know, right down. We were right under Cindy Wilson as she was playing her bongo drums and doing her thing. And I saw everybody, you know, Fred Schneider, all those guys. Kate Pearson was the furthest one away, but she was doing some kind of they were just kooky, man. I mean, they had bouffant hairdos and kooky-ass Lost in Space uniforms and shit, and doing these, you know, robot dances, and it was great. It was a great, great gig. And God, were they late coming on stage. It's like, they didn't give a shit, man. They were supposed to be on at 9. They didn't come on until 10:30. It was like, you know, I don't know. Maybe they were late getting there. Who knows? They might have actually had a hold up. But I like to think, I think more highly of them, that they just were taking their goddamn time. They didn't give a shit, you know? I don't give a shit. We're in L.A. But it was a great gig. And that was of the days, man, when I was at K-West back in the early days, the late 70s, when Pam May got all these great tickets. We'd go to the Roxy. I saw Ricky Lee Jones, and I saw Susie Quattro, and I saw Peter Tosh, and who were some of the bands we saw, man? I mean, I can't even, Cindy Bullens, and then a lot of local LA bands, the Pop, I should say, Naughty Sweeties, oh man, saw some really fun shows, and some of them, one of them, I actually brought on Peter Tosh. I was backstage with him. They had a big fucking joint going about the size of two cigars that I did not partake of, nor did they offer it to me, you know. And I did not take any offense at that. It was like, but great gig. All right, so I think I got this, man. I think I got it, baby. We're heading down the Atlanta highway, looking for the Love Shack. All right, man. Did you download that, Phil? Phil Henry here for the Phil Henry Show. Let me see where it's the level. Hey, it's Phil for the Phil Henry Show backstage. Hey, it's Phil. Hey, it's Phil for the Phil Henry Show. Take 10. Phil Henry here for the Phil Henry Show backstage pass, the philhenryshow.com backstage pass, which is our subscription, and your subscription to the world-famous Phil Henry Show website. We tell you that it is 55,000-plus hours of the greatest radio and digital content the world has ever known, not because we're engaging in hyperbole, huh? Not because we are engaging in grandiosity, but because we are telling you the truth from where we are, see?
Yes, it's our truth.
The greatest radio and digital content the world has ever known, but that's just our truth. You may have your truth. Nonetheless, our truth trumps your truth, if I may use that word, because where we are right now,
we need the money.
Right. So, Phil Henry for the Phil Henry Show. Hi, it's Phil for the Phil Henry Show website. Our backstage pass, of course, is our subscription to the Phil Henry Show website. Not just our backstage pass, your backstage pass. It's your backstage pass more than it's ours. I don't need a backstage pass because I own the little teeny weeny weeny company that it comes from. Hi, I'm Phil Henry, and I'm now going to give the most boring... Hi, it's Phil Henry. Now I'm going to try...